Hi, Ray.
Well, hi, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can, sir.
Hey, last week you were talking to a guy about calcium buildup in his arteries, and you were mentioning vitamin K.
Yep, Japanese studies on that, sir.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. I've looked, you've mentioned PubMed before, and
Sure.
I looked on there and I can't find that study. Do you know the name of it?
No, I'm
Or how I
afraid I
could find it?
don't. Well, let's
Because I'd
see.
be interested in reading it and showing it to my cardiologist.
Yeah, let me think of where. Okay, if you have to be a subscriber to Green Medicine Newsletter, chances are there's an article in that newsletter. And if you're a subscriber, you can go to the website. You can put in osteoporosis or calcifications in coronaries or whatever. And sometimes that article will come up. And the point to doing that is those articles, they always have footnotes as to where the information came from. So that would be one approach, sir. Now, I'm not sure why it would be so hard to find in PubMed because they put it in English. I mean, these are all in English, not in Japanese.
Well,
But those
it comes up with like 1,000 results when you put in
Oh, I see. I
vitamin
see.
K and calcification. I mean, there's articles about kidneys and women pregnant and just a bunch of stuff. I just
Yeah,
a lot of
it does work on calcifications all around the body. You're quite right at that. But what you might do, I'm not too good at this, but you might scan for somebody who has a Japanese last name and just scan them through the list and pause on that one.
Okay. And I've heard you before mention there's an E vitamin that you mentioned that goes along with the K that work
Oh yeah,
helps
it's
that.
the you're quite right, sir. It's called TOCO, TOCO,
Topo.
TOCO, TOCO, and
Oh,
then
topo.
try. Yeah, TOCO, and then try. You got that part right. TRI, and TOCO try, ENOLS. TOCO try enols, and that study was done in Malaysia. Wish they do them in the States here, but nobody wants to pay for anything they can't make big bucks on. Anyway, it was done in Malaysia, and so I had people put the two together, and it works even better at helping those calcifications go away.
And how often do you take the second one, the toco
Tocotrienols?
triphenols?
Well, usually I'll ask folks to use three of the vitamin K and three of the tocotrienols twice a day, sir.
Now, what if you just did it for prevention?
Prevention? Well, if you don't have any calcification right now, you could probably get by with just three of them a day instead of three twice a day.
I didn't hear the first part. How many a day?
Oh, if you don't have any current problem, I can't be sure of this because there's not research that has done this, but I would be using three twice a day to try, I'm sorry, three twice a day to treat them and three once a day to get to try to prevent them.
Okay. And how long does it usually take to see results if you do have calcification?
Don't know,
In your
because the
study?
people who've come back and shown me their results, they have gone away for a long time before they come back, and I guess they're wise to do that. A couple of them are engineers. So I'd be guessing you wouldn't see much of anything until about 6 months, and the two engineers I have in mind, they both came back in a year and said, "Look at that."
Okay. Hey, what's the best way to get your body scan? I hear commercials on the radio, even your station, where people do scans of the arteries that go from your heart to your brain.
Sure.
I don't know what those are called, but so what's the best way? CT scans? I mean, how do they even scan those to see if you have calcification in them? MRIs?
Nope, you're right. It's probably along the lines of a CT scan, but there I am not an expert in scanning or radiology, and I'd have to defer to those folks.
Oh, okay. Well, all righty. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.